Okay, today's daf is Chulin, daf Kuf Tes Vav, and we are starting Amar Rav Ashi. We're in the middle of Kuf Yudal at Amar Beis, and we will get back to regular extended schedule after Yantif on the Friday and then on Sunday, Be'ez Hashem, but now we're still in the little shortened version on this Hoshana Rabbah. So Amar Rav Ashi, let's again try to do what we could do. Minayin la'basar b'chalav she'asar b'achila. How do we know that basar b'chalav is asar to eat? So we will try to have a few sources. The famous one will be on the middle of Amud Beis, on today's daf, but now we're still on yesterday's Kuf Yudal and Mabez in the middle. So let's read the last two lines we read. How do we know that basar b'chalav is asar to eat? Shenamar lo sochal kol to'eva. How do I know that one's not allowed to eat anything that's disgusted by God? Anything that I have distanced, I have made disgusting to you, that's b'bal tochal. So I know Hashem says I'm not allowed to cook basar b'chalav. So if Hashem says I'm not allowed to cook basar b'chalav, that means that's something that Hashem is mitu'av to Hashem, and therefore it must be included in bal tochal. Right? The problem is, because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't eat basar b'chalav. That's why the Gemara has to have these drushes. So it's included in anything that is mitu'av. Rashi points out in the first wide line towards the bottom, bein shelo ba ba'avera. So bein shelo ba ba'avera, bein shelo ba ba'avera. Anything that is mitu'av, that means just the result, the existence of such an item is problematic in the world. So even if it didn't come through an avera, How does basar b'chalav not come through an avera? Kagon al yidei katan or al yidei ovdei kochavim. If a katan cooks it or if a non-Jew cooks it, that's considered not coming through an avera, and yet it's still considered a toeva, right? And that's why it's going to be usher to eat. Two important points. Number one, we've discussed in the past an important discussion lahalacha: is a maisa avera of a katan considered a maisa avera without a p'tur onshim, or is it not even a maisa avera? If a six-year-old steals, so did he not steal, or did he steal, but he's not going to be punished for it? If somebody does any mitzvah, any losa se beirad machaver, if he eats treif, is it that he didn't even do an avera, or he did an avera, but he's a katan, so we're not going to punish him? That is a big discussion in the Achronim. It starts with the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Sadeches, where the Gemara says, Achvei Rafram l'Ravashi. Let me find it. Achve Rafram, right before the two dots here. Havi Ubda, the Kafye Rafram the Ravashi, Vagvibe, Kikshur Litzalma. The Gemara just says that Rafram made Ravashi pay in a certain case. Not clear what the case was talking about, but the Rashi adds in, Shesaraf Shtar Chavero Bialduso. He had burned his friend Shtar when he was a kid, and when he got older, Rafram made him pay. So the Achronim pick up on that Rashi's shot of the Gemara and says, oh, you see from here that a Maisa Aver, when a person is a Katan, is a Maisa Aver with a Pturus. And when he gets older, he has to take care of it. That goes a Shri in Bava Kama, in Peraches, a little bit earlier in the Masechta. He says, V'yu Katan Chayav L'Sham, Kishiyagyo, V'chein Pirish Rashi, V'chein Mashbi, quotes a couple of other Gemaras. Where is this quoted? This is quoted in the Ramah. The Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos. Raman Hilchos Shabbos, towards the end, Shin Mem Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses Dine Katan B'Shabbos. What do we have to do? Are we allowed to let our Katanim do Malachas? Do we have to be Mafresh them? So that's what the Ramah quotes. V'Katan Shehika Es Aviv, Osha Avar Shara Aviras B'Katnuso. A child who hits his father and does other Averas, Af Api She'enu Tzarak Tshuva Kishe Yigdal, even though he doesn't really need Tshuva, Me Iker Adin, Tovlo she kabel atzmo is a davar lechuva ula kapara af al gav she'aver kodem she'asa bar onshin. So the Ramah seems to say meikra din is pater against that Rashi, or maybe Rashi's talking about lefnim mishur sadin. But it's a good idea when he gets older. How many ketanim will remember all the things that they did when they become bar mitzvah? But that is what the Ramah says. That's what the Mr. Brooks plays. Because them idina av lefnim mishur sadin bein shechava ba begufo sheizak ba mamono sarech l'shali. Okay, so that is the issue of Tanim. Again, that's a big, big sugya. There's more there, but that's all for now. The other issue I wanted to mention is that we know the more famous source for eating, the Isra of eating basar b'chalav, is the three times it says, Lo shavash lo gedi b'chalev imo, which is going to come up on Kuf Tes Vav Mabez, the second, the Mabez of today's daf. The question is, if that's true, so what do we need this pasuk for, Lo socha kol to'eva? Right, we already have. Three times also Vashu Gadi. We're going to have a couple of other sources also. But what do we need that for? So the tzlach here says maybe it's based on a ritva. The Ritva notes that even though we have a principle of lav shebeklalos ein lokan alav, whenever we have a very general lav, lo soch lo al adam, and we had other examples previously, so generally ein lokan alav. But he quotes the Ritva in Makas and Nafid Ches, if any one of the lavim that's included in the lav shebeklalos has a malchus explicitly by them, then that will reflect all the lavim in the lav shebeklalos, and they'll all get malchus. That's the Ritva. Dehu de'in lokan lav shebeklalos hu davka hecha shebishum echad mikoma shenechla b'lav zeh leka lav miyuchad b'fnei atzmo. Aval hecha sheyish be'echad meha nechlalim lav b'fnei atzmo hari zeh malamid ala kal kulo lokos al koma shenechla b'zeh ki hechi shelokan alav. That's the chiddush of the Ritva. So says the Tzlach, using that, maybe that's why we have Lo Savash Agadi and Lo Soch Al Kol Toev. Lo Soch Al Kol Toev is a Lav Shebeklalos. If it's a Lav Shebeklalos, so how do you get Malchus for eating Basa Bechalov? How do you get Malchus for any of the Isurim involved? That's why you use Lo Savash Agadi, which is a specific Isur, so therefore you can include many things in Lo Soch Al Kol Toev. And to teach me that one even gets malchus for that as well. He brings the Chavis B'Pesach also here, but that is the idea of the Tzlach, using that important Ha'ara of the Ritva. Okay, so we continue. So Rav Ashi asks, how do you know the Isra of eating Basa B'Cholov from Losach HaKol Toeva? Ein li ela achila banaminayin, I only know eating Basa B'Cholov. How do I know? Hana'a, kidu Rabbi Avahu, because of what Rabbi Avahu says, Amar Rabbi Avahu, Amar Rabbi Lazar, kamakum shenemar lo yochal, lo socha, lo sochlu. Rabbi Avo's statement, which is made famous in Psachim. Rabbi Avo says, every time it says, don't eat something in the Torah, not only don't eat, anytime it says, don't blank, and the verb used is achila, it could be the active, lo socha, it could be the reflexive, the nifal, not the reflexive, the passive, lo yeachel. So whatever lashon is used, Rabbi Avo says, echad isra achila v'echad isra hana'a, v'mashba. It automatically always includes an isra hana'a. Even though it says don't eat, it automatically means don't get benefit either. Until the Torah goes out of its way to give you the heter, like it did by Nevela. La ger b'nisina, ula ovid kochavim b'mechira. To a ger, it says, give it to a ger toshav, and an ovid kochavim b'mechira, and sell it to a non-Jew. Ditanya, the Brisa says, l'socho kol Nevela, la ger asher b'sharecha, titnena va'achala, O machar l'nachri, nevela is usher to eat, so I'm not allowed to eat it. I can give it to a ger, and he will eat it. Ger toshav, and ger toshav, machlokes, whether a ger toshav is someone who keeps all the sheva mitzvahs, or someone who just does not worship avodah zara, one of those two, machlokes rishonim. Rashi in a few places says that it's someone who does not eat, doesn't worship avodah zara. So either way, so you give it to a ger, you sell it to a guy. So, you see, it says don't eat, and then the Torah has to give you the heter of giving it to a guy, or selling it to a guy, and giving it to a ger. Why does the Torah have to do that? It says don't eat it. Of course you're allowed to give it or sell it. Ah, it must be, says Rabbi Avahu, whenever the Torah says don't eat, it must automatically include don't get benefit, unless it goes out of its way to give you the heter. That's why back in Psachim, the Gemara goes through two blot, going through every time it says by an Isser in the Torah, don't eat, how do you know, or by an Isser Anah, how was it automatic? It goes through every case, Chadash, and all the other Isserim involved. Finishing up though the Brisa, once we quoted it, Ainli Ela Beger Benesina, Ulovik Achav B'Mechira, I only know, this only teaches me a Ger, you're allowed to give it to, and a non-Jew, you're allowed to sell it to, L'ger b'mechir b'nayin, how do I know the other way? How do I know that I could sell it to a ger toshav? Tama lomar, l'ger titnena, o machar. Because, if you look in the pasuk, the two verbs are put together. It's not parallel to the pasuk. It says, to a ger you shall give it, and sell it to a guy. If it just meant two different options, it would have been parallel. Sell it to blank and give it to blank. It doesn't say that. It says, to a ger, give it, and sell it to a guy. So it puts the two verbs together. That's why the Gemara is going to darshan, that they could be interchangeable. So I only know a ger b'nesina, lo v'kachav b'mechira. How do I know a ger b'mechira? Because you can read it, put the comma in a different place. Tabalomar, la ger titnena o machor. Lo v'kachav b'nesina minayin. How about the other way? Giving it to a non-Jew. Tabalomar, titnena o machor l'nachri. put those verbs together. So nimseh comes out, according to the first opinion, echad ger ve'echad ovek hachavim, bein b'mechira, bein b'nesina, divrei Rebbe Meir. So that's Rebbe Meir Shita, it's either or. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Rebbe Yehuda says, no, dvarim kichsavan. No, I think it should be as it is written, as the pasuk is written, la ger b'nesina ulo ovek hachavim b'mechira. A ger you could give it to, and a non-Jew you could sell it to. Why can't you give it to a guy? So the Gemara is about to quote Psukim, take the pasuk literally, but the Rishonim here, Tosfos discusses, because of the issue we learned about in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf, Lo Sechanim, not giving Matnas Chinam to a non-Jew. Can't give a gift, a big topic. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda would be saying, even an Avela, not how to give. So my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda in terms of the language? Isak Adaitach, Kitaka Amar Rabbi Meir, if it's like Rabbi Meir says, that it's either or, so Lichtov Rechmana, Lo Soch Lukal Nevela, La Gerash Abisharecha Titnena Va'acha La'u Machar, just put everything together. So, O Lamali, what do you have to have an O separating? What do you need that O for? Shma Mino Lidvam Kichsavan Uda'asa. It must be to teach me, take the pasuk literally, La Ger Benesina Ula Ovikachav Bimechira. A ger, it can be given to, and Ovikachav it can be sold to. V'ra Meir Amalacha, and R' Meir who says that it is there interchangeable. So what does he use the O for? Hai O Lahaktim. That's just to give preference. Nesina the Ger, Lumachira the Ovikachavim. To be makdim the nesina to a ger toshav. If it's a choice, as we know, there are many different rules and regulations of the hierarchy of inyan tztaka. Right, aniyei amcha, before aniyei other amim, aniyei ircha. So here too, this is a hierarchy. Giving it to a ger toshav is, comes before, selling it to a non-Jew. For Rebbe Yehuda, lahakdim nesina to ger l'mechir dovek achavim l'tzarkra. You don't even need a pasuk for that. Svarahu. Zeh atametzuve lachyoso, vzeh yetametzuve lachyoso. Right, there's a difference between who are you metzuve lachyoso. You have more higher obligations, deeper obligations to a ger toshav in terms of staka and the like. So that is why you don't need a pasuk to tell me that you'd have to give it to the ger toshav first. It is a svara. Is it also the counterfeit of losachanim? So interesting. The Gemara does not say that. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Rishonim bring that in. First Tosfos on top brings that in, but you might say that's behind the scenes, the counter pressure of Lo Sechanim. Tosfos at the end of the first Tosfos, last five lines there says, V'dafka, this hierarchy only applies, Nevela Be'eretz Yisrael, She'ein Ovdei Kochavim Mitzuyim Sham. If it's going to be hard for you to sell and you're not going to get a good price, so that's where it's mutter. V'imbala Mocha Lo Ovdei Kochavim, Tzarech Litzna B'damim Mu'atim. Because the demand is not high, so the price is going to be low. Nesina's ger kodemus. That's where giving it to a ger is kodem. Aval pshita shem yesh chayfetz la'adam limkar kodem sheyimkar reno lovikachavim mimashi itnenu afilu Yisrael chaveiro. Right, but basically you could get your highest price if you could want to sell it to a Jew before giving it to a ger toshav. Right, so then it'll be okay. We always lo sechanim or these hierarchies are only if the Jew is not going to lose. But if a Jew could stand to lose, so then selling it would be okay as well. Period. Just one other ha'ara, and that is there's a big discussion in the Achronim made it expanded on it, but it's really already in the Rishonim. Is there malchus for the Isser Hana'ah of Basar B'chalaf? Is there malchus? Let's say I do a ma'isa somehow. Right, we were speaking about selling it and eating it, so by the vela, but we're relating that to basar b'chalav. So if I eat basar b'chalav, I know I get malchus. If I cook basar b'chalav, l'chora, I would get malchus. What about if I get benefit from basar b'chalav? Let's say I sell basar b'chalav. So am I going to get malchus for that? So none of the averus, as we know, besides bishul, are mefurish. But you're still going to get for the achila. So that is a discussion in the Rambam. It's not even clear what the Rambam holds. The Rambam says two different things in two different lines. Says the Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Tes of Vachalos Asuros, Basar Bechalov Asur Lavashlo, Va'asur La'achlo, Min HaTorah. You can't cook it, then you can't eat it. Va'asur Bahana, interesting order. He says, don't eat it, don't cook it, and don't benefit from it. You know, if you would have asked us, we would have said, eating it, benefiting it, cooking it. That's the Rambam's order. And then he says, Umeshi Yavashal Shem Kizayis Loke. Fine, you get Malkus for cooking it. V'chein ha'ochel kizayis mishneihem min habasav v'chol shenis bashlo ke'echad loke. You get malchus for eating it. V'yavah bishalo bishel. Even if though you didn't cook it, but if you ate it after it was cooked, you get malchus. That's it. Don doesn't mention anything else about Isser Hanah. He starts off by saying all three are Asser, and then he goes to give examples, and he says, eating it and cooking it, you're going to get Malchus. What about Isser Hanah? He doesn't say yes, doesn't say no. So, Machlokas Achronim, but this is the unclear Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. Rov Rishonim assumed that one would get Malchus. One would get Malchus. Keep in mind, I don't think I mentioned it yesterday. I think I was going to. But what we're talking about, the Isser Hanah, Isser Achila, I mentioned it last week, that the Rambam and the Chiddush following him only counts two Averis for Basa B'chalaf. Fascinatingly, three Psukim, and we learn all three Averis, but there's only two mitzvahs, two out of the 613, Isser Achila and Isser Bishel. Isser Hanah is not counted as a separate mitzvah of the Taryag. The Rambam in Aseh, Kuf Pei Vav and Kuf Pei Zayin, and the Chiddush in Tzadik Beis and Kuf Yugimel. They count two mitzvahs. Where's the Isser Hanah? So that's where the Rambam says that I think the Isser Hanah of Basar B'chalav is different than the Isser Hanah of other types of Isurim. Isser Hanah of Basar B'chalav is an outgrowth of the Isser Achila. And that's why I'm not going to count it as a separate mitzvah. And that's why the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos and Krisus, we mentioned this last week, in what he calls the Nekuda Nifla'a, the Rambam says it's not going to be called an Isser Mosif when Basar B'chalav goes on to an Isser Achila. Why? Because Isser Hanah is not something separate for Basar B'chalav. It's just an expansion of the Isser Achila, and therefore it's not going to be called an Isser Mosif for Lumdis of Isser Chal al Isser. That's an important, well, we'll see if we have time at the end, but probably will not, but that's the important chinuch in the Rambam that only count two mitzvahs out of three of Basar B'chalav. Okay. Simon Shabbos Chorish Vekilai Zrom Osef Esmano Vishulu Chakan. Okay, we read the Simon Yom Tzayim the Shlach Kadosh. We continue. Last line. Once we are talking about going back to the first source of Ravashi. Ravashi said that what is the source for Basav Achalav? Lo Socha Kol Toeva. Anything that's a Toeva to Hashem, so you're not allowed to eat it. Elamayata Maisa Shabbos Litzaru. They ask the Gemara, what about Maisa Shabbos? If somebody Rachman al-Islam does an Aveira on Shabbos, and let's say cooks on Shabbos, so we should say that cooked item is Asa Daraisa. Why? Because Hashem was Mita'ev this. Right? Anytime Hashem does not allow me to do something, he's basically saying that is a Toeva. So we just said, by Basa B'chalaf. Basa B'chalaf, you're not allowed to cook. So that's a Raya that there's an Isser Achila by Basa B'chalaf. So the same kind of question. The Torah says you're not allowed to do Malach on Shabbos. So if I did Malach on Shabbos and I created something, it must be that's Toeva and it's also for me to eat. Right, Tiafti? So answers the Gemara and then we'll come back. Amar Kra, no, special limud. Ki Kodesh hi lachem. Hi Kodesh ve'in ma'aseh Kodesh. Special din. Hi lachem. Shabbos is Kodesh for you, but it's Maisa. Maisa Shabbos is not Kodesh for you. There is actually a three-way machlokas tanoim. What is the halacha about Maisa Shabbos? All the different factors. Did he do it b'meisa? Did he do it b'shogeg? Are we talking about on Shabbos? Are we talking about after Shabbos? Are we talking about b'chlei sheyasu? All the different shitas that are quoted in Baba Kama and in Masechta Shabbos and Ksubis. But just a summary, what do we hold? What do we know about Maisa Shabbos? Let's say somebody does something that's usher for me on Shabbos. So I'm reading you the new Shmir Shabbos in the Mavo. Ha'osa b'Shabbos Malacha, sha'asur min ha'Torah. If somebody does Malacha da'oraisa on Shabbos. Im asa b'shogeg. I didn't know it was usher. If somebody does a b'shogeg. Asur lo ulacho adam lehanos b'mena b'Shabbos. That Shabbos is totally usher. Aval la'achar Shabbos. Mutter lehanos b'mena af lo'osa malacha miyad im seisa Shabbos. B'shogeg, even on a daraisa. Totally asr on Shabbos, totally mutter right after Shabbos. The concept of b'chdei sheyasu does not apply when it comes to a Jew doing malacha. It comes to a non-Jew doing malacha. If a non-Jew did malacha for me, or if he's going to do malacha right after Shabbos, I throw a b'chdei sheyasu. Why? Because the whole idea is, I might ask him the next time. I'm not worried that we're going to ask a Jew to do it the next time. I'm worried that you're going to ask a guy to do it the next time. So that's why the concept of waiting, b'chdei sheyasu, after Shabbos, generally applies to halacha, to a non-Jew doing malacha. But either way, so if a Jew does malacha b'shogeg on Shabbos, usher the entire Shabbos for everybody, mutter for everybody right after Shabbos. Ha'osa b'shabbos malacha sh'asur minat Torah, b'mezid, what about b'mezid? So then it's usher to that person forever. and it's also to whoever he did it for forever, because then he might come to do it again. V'ilu l'acherim, for acherim, af l'misha nesta avuro, even if it's done for somebody. Sorry, done for somebody, not the b'nei mishpachto of the avarian. Even if it's done for somebody, it's mutter after Shabbos. Again, miyad mi'siyas haShabbos. So b'shogig or b'mezid is mutter to others. The nafkamina between mezid and shogig is the person himself or those who rely on him for food. Then the Shmir Shabbos talks about what if there's a machlokas about something. So that's an important prima gadim. Whenever there's a machlokas about a certain act, even if I think it's usser, let's say I think, you know, what a person is doing with bishul is usser da'isa, but there is a shita out there, an authoritative shita that holds otherwise. So then the prima gadim says, b'dieved, there's no ma'isa Shabbos. It's quoted right at the beginning of the bir halacha, at the beginning of hilchos bishul b'Shabbos. That's an important prima gadim to be aware of. Okay, those are all on the Raisa level. On the Drabana level, we're not gonna do right now, but that's an important hara. Anyway, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says Maisa Shabbos should be Aser, because isn't that labeled as a Toeva? So the Pasuk says, no, ki Kodesh Hilachem. It's Kodesh for you, Shabbos is Kodesh, and its Maisim are not Kodesh. Next, Choresh Bishar Uvachamor, V'chosein Pipara, V'dashba Litzeru. One second, there are other Averis. If I plow with an ox and a donkey, meaning kilai behema, cross-working, or chose pipara, if I muzzle an animal while it's working, also in Issa Daraisa, osafsam shar b'dishbo, b'dashbo, osafsam shar b'disho, if he threshes with it. So in those cases, we should ask her also. We should ask her the result. The hatiafti l'chahuka, that's also. That was an Avera, so you should say the result of the Avera is usher. What are we suggesting is also here? By the Harisha and by the Vadasa Harisha, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says the product, meaning the threshed ground, should be Asr Bachil and Asr Bahana. Rashi says in the fourth wide line, Litzru Bachil Bahana. That's seemingly the Pashas, a parallel. Tosfos says, what does the ground have to do with the animals? The Isser was in the animals. You muzzled the animal. You cross-work the animal. What does that have to do with the ground? That's a step removed. Tosfos says the kasha is, you should say the animals are usher. You should say the shor and the chamar are usher. You use them for an avera, boom, they're usher, they're toeva. You use these animals. Again, a question of, is, just like we asked before about a maisa katan, the same question is asked by a maisa behema. If an animal does something, is that, when animals are cross-breeded, do they do an avera? Like we say by Parshas Noach, all the animals were mizdavik be'enon minon. Was that only at that time in history? But if animals crossbreed today, is it just a person doing an avera, or is it mamish the animals doing an avera? Right. So it could relate to the reason why do we put animals to death in certain cases? If an animal kills a person, we put an animal to death. Shara niskal. Why does shara niskal? Is that because the Gemara says, oh, so people shouldn't say, oh, this is the animal killed so and so. That reason sounds like it's because we don't want the people to be embarrassed. Nothing to do with the animal. But there are other sources. The Ramban, beginning of the Torah, the Ramban says that a behema has a certain type of nefesh maskelis. Not like a person, but a certain type, and there might be a certain type of das, certain level of das when it comes to animals. A little bit, we spoke about it in the Parsha Shir last night. We spoke about whether the different the levels of knowledge of all the creations in the world. Anyway, back to our case. So the machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Tosfos says it should be the animals. Let's go back though with Rashi's shot. Rashi says the ground should be aser. So the Gemara says no. Hashta umash Shabbos the chamira maaseh mutarim. If Shabbos, which is it's your skila and it's your kares, its results are mutter. Hani lo kol shekein. So surely these should be mutter. So therefore, we're not going to say these are aser. What about basa v'chalav? Basa v'chalav isn't kares or skila. So why don't you make the kavachomer b'basa v'chalav? So Rashi says, but there, and this is maybe why Rashi said the first part is the dirt. By basa v'chalav, it's an iser b'guf hadavar, and when it's an iser b'guf hadavar, that's more chamor. That's more chamor. See, Rashi says on the first skinny line, "Av basa v'chalav bo'amrin na kavachomer." You don't say this kavachomer to knock out the iser hana'ah when it comes to basa b'chalav. Umistavra di sura dekra alei kamar to ha'achil to'eva gufa. Aval haylo achil mehacharisha atzma el habami mena. And the chosim in the dash also. You're eating habami mena and not the actual item. Tosfos would have to work out how to answer this question of Basa Bachal. That's Rashi. That's how Rashi works it out. Vayter. Says the Gemara, Kilay Zroim Litzeru. So, what about Kilay Zroim? If I do Kilayim of Izroim, also it should be Asr, Dehati Ati Luchahu. That's also an Isser to be Zoreya Kilayim. So I should say that's Asr. Asr. What's wrong with the Kal Vachomer? Well, let's see. The Gemara could have answered the Kal Vachomer. The Rishonim pointed out, but we have another answer. The Rashi says later on, and we could have answered that. So the Gemara says, no, Midigali Rachmana, Gabi Kilay Hakerem, Pentikdash, Pentukadesh, Michal Dekilay Zeram Sharu. The Torah goes out of its way to tell me Kilay Hakerem is Asr Bahana. It must be other Kilayims aren't Asr Bahana. Only Kilay Hakerem. Other right, Kilay Zraim, and only Shan is Asr Levisha. But other Kilayims are not Asr Bahana. Aye. V'yema kilai kerem asurim bein b'achila bein b'hano kilai zroim b'achila asur yuri b'hano sharu. Maybe kilai akerem the chiddush is that it's totally asur, but at least kilai zroim should be a little bit asur, should be asur b'achila. This verse says, no, iskish l'kilai behema. Kilai zroim is compared to kilai behema. It's in the same pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. Dechziv, behem tuchal osir b'serbiya kilayim, sad tuchal osizar kilayim. So ma behem tuchal yos v'mena mutares, av sad tuchal yos v'mena mutar. So we compare kilai behema to kilai zroim. Both of them are mutar b'hana'a. Right, Moshe, mutar b'hana'a, and therefore it is, so by, the only is kilayim, that is asr b'hana'a, is kilai hakerem and kilai begadim to wear. That type of hana. You're allowed to sell shanis. You're not allowed to wear shanis. Right? That's the only type of, but the other types of kilayim are mutter. Says the Gemara, v'kilay behema gufay minal. And how do you know that by kilay behema? Kilay akarim is beferish. It's asr bahana. How do I know that kilay behema are mutter? So mita asr rachmana kilayim l'gavoa m'chal de lehed yashari. By the fact that the Torah goes out of its way to tell me that kilayim are asr to bring a carbon from, you can't bring a carbon from kilayim. So it must be that non-carbon for hedyot, it is mutter. Period. Next try. Oso ve'esbeno litzar. Why don't we say oso ve'esbeno? We learned earlier in this pesach the whole parak about oso ve'esbeno, but once you do the avera, it's mutter bana. So therefore, why don't we say the same thing about oso ve'esbeno? That's something that the Torah answered, and yet it's mutter bana. So the Gemara says, no, mita atzer rachmana mechusar zman l'gavoa, by the fact that the Torah says that a mechusar zman, but with before day 8, by an animal, you're not allowed to give it as a carbon. It must be, for non-carbon is mutter. And osav esbeno is called a mechusar zman. We had that earlier, right? Because tomorrow is going to be mutter. If you shut the mother today, tomorrow, the baby's going to be mutter. So again, a special limud that it is mutter. The Gemara then says, shiluach hakan litzar. Shiluach hakan. The Torah says, we'll go with Rashi. Rashi has two pshatim here. We'll go with one of Rashi's pshatim. The Torah says you have to send away the mother bird. You're not allowed to take the mother bird. So that's asering the mother bird. So we should say that the mother bird is aser b'hana. And yet, what do we say? We say that it's not aser b'hana. What if you took the mother bird? So you violated. So we say, shalach tashah, send it again. We don't say it's aser b'hana at all. But the Torah says, you're not allowed to take the mother bird. So the Gemara Rashi answer is no. Lo amar Torah shalach l'takal. The Torah would never have told us to take an iser and set it out free. That would be an example of mevatzlin iser lechadchila. And therefore, the Torah would never say such a thing, so it can't be that this is aser b'hana. The Chassam Sofer says, isn't this a raya then to the machlokas? E mevatzlin iser lechadchila, it's machlokas rishonim. Whether that's an iser d'araisa or an iser d'rabanan. We know the concept of bittul takes place, but something falls in by mistake. Am I allowed to take a little milk and put it into chicken soup, less than 1 to 60, in order to give it a tangy taste? Of course not. E mevatzlin iser lechadchila. Is that Nisa Daraisa Darabanan? The Rivid, it is safe for Isser Mashu, and we had Rashi earlier in this Pesach. Let's see, just say it's Daraisa. Rov Rishon holds this Darabanan. So says the Chassam Sofer, isn't this Gemara Rai that is Daraisa? Because what's the whole answer of the Gemara? The Torah wouldn't have said Isser L'Takala, Shalech Isser L'Takala. Sounds like Isser L'Chadchila. Says the Chassam Sofer, no. Everybody agrees that Imavat L'Isser L'Chadchila is Daraisa when it comes to Yavish B'Yavish. When it comes to different items that don't lose their identity. The only machlokas, whether it's daraisa or drabanan, is lach balach. When it's moist and it all blends into each other. Where it loses its own identity, that's where you have a machlokas, whether it's daraisa or drabanan. It says right here, some sofa right here. If it's yavish be yavish, then everybody would agree that im avat l'nisal gadchila is an iser daraisa. Very important chasam sofa right here. Do you want to look also the shiluch, by Shiluch HaKan? It's an important machlokas. Rambam and Ramban quoted it in the Ramban in Kiseitse. By the mitzvah of Shiluch HaKan, where the Ramban quotes the Rambam, who says that Shiloh HaKan is about the compassion that we have for the mother, and animals have pain just like people have pain in their own level, because the feelings for children aren't just intellectual, but they're also instinctual, and animals also have that. The Ramban does not like that suggestion. The Ramban says, no, it's all focused on people, the mitzvah, not focused on animals. That's the Mishnah in Brachas. Homer HaKan Tzibar Gierach Mecha Mishaskin or so. It's an important machlokas. Feel free to look at it in Kiseitse. Okay, but we have to move on. Amar Reish Lakish. So Rav Ashi had one source for Basal B'chalav. So Reish Lakish now has another one. Minayin LaBasal B'chalav Sha'asar. How do we know the Basal B'chalav Ra'asar? Tamalomar. Al Tochlu Mimenu No Uvashel Mevushal. Don't eat the Karan Pesach raw or cooked. Double Lashon. She'ein Tamalomar Mevushal. I don't need that second Lashon. Ma Tamalomar Mevushal. Lomar Lacha. Yesh Lacha Bishal Acher Shehu Kazeh. We're comparing the bishul of Karban Pesach and the bishul of something else. What's something else? Ve'ezezeze, basa b'chalav. That's basa b'chalav. Just like if you cook the Karban Pesach, it's psule mukdashin, and therefore it's asr b'hana. So too, you have to wait for it to become nosar and then burn it. So too by basa b'chalav. So too basa b'chalav. Says the Gemara Amlei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says to his brother-in-law, student, Reish Lakish, Kurezus Hashana Rebbe. It's ugly to you what Rebbe said. Rebbe had a different drasha. Why don't you like the following drasha? Lo sochlenu. It says by blood. Lo sochlenu. What is that teaching me? They can't be talking about blood because you already know blood you can't eat. So the Gemara says, "Bavasa b'chalav akazim adaber." Talking about bavasa b'chalav. Ata omer bavasa b'chalav akazim adaber. Is it talking about bavasa b'chalav? O eino ella be'echan mikola isurim shabbat Torah. Or is it talking about any of the other isurim in the Torah? Right, because it's not talking about basal b'chalav there. So Hamrit Seil Lamad Yud Gimel Midos Shatorin and Reshes Mahein. Learn it out from one of the Yud Gimel Midos that the Torah is darshened with hermeneutical principles. I think that's the fancy English word. Davar Halamei Bein Yano B'mei Akasam Adaber. What had the pasuk been talking about previously, or talking about? I'm sorry, in this context, Bishnei Minim. It's talking about two Minim. What does that mean? Another machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi says we're talking about Psule Hamugdashin. Psule HaMukdashin is a fascinating institution in Halacha. It's half Kachim, half Chulin. Because it's a little bit of Psule HaMukdashin, even after you redeem it, it's Asur Begiza Ubavota. You can't work it and you can't shear it, but you can use it for anything else. It's Chulin. It's partially Chulin, it's partially Kachim. Rashi says, right across from where we are, Shnei Minim. Psule HaMukdashin, Shen Nifdu, Shnei Minim Hein, Mutarn Bachila Kachulin, Vasur Begiza Ubavota Kachim. So it's somewhere in the middle. It's one animal. But that's the context of what the pasuk's talking about. So just like the pasuk's talking about two minim, afkan b'shnei minim, so too this pasuk must be adding two minim. What's two minim? Basa b'chalav. Basa b'chalav is two minim. That's how you know this pasuk says Reish Lakish, it says Rebbe is talking about basa b'chalav. So ask the Gemara, so Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, so why do you not like that source? Why don't you like Rebbe's source? So the Gemara answers, imia hi havamina hanimila b'chila. That only gives me this rachila, but it has like 2 minutes. So it says lo sochlenu, avo bahana lo kamash malon. That's where you need the extra pasuk that Reish Lakish quotes, avu vashem mevushal, to teach me even the iser hanaa. V'Rebbe bahana minale. How does Rebbe know the iser hanaa? Nafgalei me'achi. He knows it from the following. Neimar kan ki am kadosh atah l'Hashem elokecha. You are a holy nation. V'neimar lahalon lo ye kadesh b'bnei Yisrael. Malahalon bahana. Just like the second pasuk is bar hanaa, because that's talking about znus. Znus is a ma'isabia, which is hanaa. So afkan hanaa. So to the word kadosh here is talking about hanaa. That's one. A source. How do he know the Isser Hana? Devar Bishmal Rabbi Yezer Tana, a different source. Lo Soch Lukol Nevela Vachulu Amra Torah Kishetim Karena Lo Savashlena Vatim Karena. Don't eat Nevela, sell it. It's as if the Torah is saying, don't do anything before you sell it. Lo Tavashlena Vatim Karena. When you sell it, don't cook it and sell it, just sell it. Just sell it. So that maybe that's the Isser. Because if you were cooking, you'd be able to make more of a profit. Just sell it as is. You're just selling it for market value. Right? Rashi says, Lo Safashlana Bachobo, Vitim Karena Alma Asura Bahana. Number three, Rabbi Shmuel Tana. This is a famous one. Tana Lo Safashlana Gadiba Chlevi Mokim Upamim, Echel Isser Achilav Echel Isser Ana, the Echad Le Isser, Echel Le Isser Bishel. Period. Stop there for a minute. There is just one Rambam. It's based on a Gemara. But the Rambam seems to like Rashi in our case, against Tosfos, that when it says two minim, it's talking about one animal, psule mukdashin. The Rambam, based on the Gemara Makkah, says, what happens Listen to the Rambam. Behemoth Psuliyam Magdashin, Tes Yud Aleph, Hilchas Kelayim. Afal Pishahu Guf Echad, even though it's one body, Hakasuf Asa Osa Kishne Gufim. And therefore, says the Rambam, an unbelievable halacha. If somebody takes a psuli mekdashin, one animal, and works his field with it, he gets malchus for kilai behema, for cross-working the field with two different animals. It's as if you put a donkey and a horse on the same wagon. If you take one animal, psulei mukdashim, harizel lokim mishum kilayim. This is a midiver kabbalah. The Kesavisha says, Rabbam holds like Arashi. Arashi, right? Because the Rashi here calls one behema two minim. Okay, again, the Isra of Asa Bachala, there are a lot of discussions in the Achronim. What about the issue of Bishalach or Bishal by Basa Bachalaf? What about the issue of tigun, of deep frying by Basa Bachalaf? Are these Isil Daraisas, the Rabbanans? Do you compare this to Shabbos? Do you compare this to Karman Pesach? Do you compare this? Every context in Halacha, which talks about Bishal, you have to compare, does it have the same rules? And you always have the flexibility of saying, Shabbos is different. Lechas Bachshevas Asra Torah, Lakula or Lechumra, but one always has that possibility. Vaiter. Tanya, Isi ben Yehuda, Omer Minay, Labasa Bachalav Sha'asur. Another source, how do we know that it's Asur? Namor Kanki, Am Kadosh Ata. Venemar Lahalon, Vanshi Kodesh, Tianli, Ubasa Basada, Shefa, Lo Sochelu. Malahalon Asur, Afkan Asur. Just like the Nisr there, so too by Anshi Kodesh, which is the Pasik by Basa Bachalav. Vienli, Ella Bachila, Bano Minay, this is only Bachila. How do I know it's Asur Bano? Am I Kalva Chomer? We say a Kalva Chomer. Uma Arla, Shalo Nevda Ba Aveira, Asura Bahana, Arla, the first 3 years of the fruit. He didn't do anything wrong. He just planted it. But we know it's Asur Bahana the first 3 years. He didn't do anything wrong and it was Asur Bahana. So Basa Bachalav, Shanevda Ba Aveira, Eno Dinja Asur Bahana. Basa Bachalav, where Shanevira was done, it surely should be Asur Bahana. Maybe alluding also to that. What if a katan did it? What if a guy did it? It's still called a maisa aveira objectively, even though the gavra does not get the aveira. So it's a kavachomer from Arla. Mala Arla shekein lo haisav shasa kosher. Maybe Arla's different. Arla's more chomer because it never had a shasa kosher. It never had a time that it was kosher, unlike basa b'chalav. Mar says no chamis bepesach yochia. Chamis would prove to me shayis lo shasa kosher. Also b'ana that I had a shasa kosher and it was also b'ana. So too basa b'chalav. Even though it has shasa kosher, it would be asur b'ana. Malachamis bepesach shekein onish kares. What do you mean? Chamis has his own chumra. Kares. So the Gemara says, kelei akerem yochichu. Shekein onish kares asur b'ana. No, you see, asur b'ana is not totally on kares. So you put it all together. You have kelei akerem, and you have chamis bepesach, and you have arla. All three together prove basur b'chalav. So the Gemara now says, lama ligzira shava. Laisi kulat b'kavachor me arla. You shouldn't need, even the Isra Achila should be learned out from Arla. What do you need any pasuk for Basa B'chalav? Ma Arla shol nevda ba'aveira asura bein ba'achila bein b'shalav nevda ba'aveira. Sorry, bein ba'achila bein ba'hana'a. Basa B'chalav shol nevda ba'aveira. Eino din sha'asa bein ba'achila bein ba'hana'a. What do you even need the first pasuk for? The Isra Achila of Basa B'chalav. So my answer, b'shem dikel ha'meymar, choresh b'shor b'chamar, v'chosei b'par v'dash b'yochiach. The Isra of crossbreeding or muzzling. Why? Shenevda v'em avir v'sharu. Asiyas avir doesn't prove to be Isra Achila. So you've had to get to first base. First base is the Isra Achila. Once you get to the Isra Achila of Asa B'chalav, then you could say the Gzera Shavas to Isra Hana. One more line. V'lamali l'meymar kilei akerem yochichu lema arlo tochiach leder dina v'leisi b'matzad. What do you have to bring in the third factor? Whenever you have matzads, you always have two things, and you go back and forth between them. Couldn't you have done that with Chametz bePesach and Arla? You didn't have to bring in Kilei Akerem. What do you have to bring in a third factor for? So Amar Rav Ashi, Mishum Dikel Meimar Nevela Tochiach, Shasura Ba'achila Umuteres Bahana'a. You would have been able to knock out the two Melamed factor with Nevela, because Nevela is Asur to eat, and it's Mutar Bahana'a. That would have counterbalanced the Limudim of Chametz bePesach and Arla. So that's why once you bring in a third, the three Malami factor beats out any one pircha that we might bring in. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And the Beit Hashem, we will continue. Again, there's a lot more Basa B'chalav. Everybody should have a guten Simchas Torah. And Beit Hashem, we will continue after Yontif towards the end of Perek Kol HaBasar. On Friday, or Yontif Sheni in the Chutz Laaretz, we finish the Perek. And Beit Hashem, after that, we get into Ha'arv HaRotef.